bonjour.
Bonjour. Can we speak in a language other than French, please?
Yes, in English if you want.
I would like to speak to Maria Goldman, please.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you. Thank you. I sent emails for her on the 4th of September 2017 and the 28th of October 2017, and I also answered a survey that she was responsible for on a webpage, but I have not heard back from her, unfortunately. Can you maybe leave a message for her or something like that?
We don't take messages at the speech board. I can try someone else of the department if you want.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bonjour, can we speak in a language other than French, please?
Can you speak English?
We can speak some English.
Yes.
I telephoned 5 minutes ago when I was speaking to a lady on the switchboard, and I asked to speak to Maria Goldman, but there was no answer by Maria Goldman, therefore the lady at the switchboard that I was just talking to attempted to transfer me to someone else in the same department, but I just heard multiple beeps and it did not seem that a person was going to answer the phone.
Yeah, hold on, just...
Thank you. Sorry?
I try another extension.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Hello?
Bonjour, I get it.
Bonjour, can we speak a language other than French, please?
Of what, sorry?
Hello, I had sent a couple of emails for Maria Goldman, but...
Yes?
Unfortunately, I'm still waiting for answers. Would it be, can we können wir auf Deutsch sprechen, bitte?
Yeah.
Okay. Ich bin Opfer von Schauprozessen in Portugal und ich habe einen Beschwerdeformular an das Gerichtshof für Menschenrechte geschickt und ich habe...
Sie sprechen Englisch?
Yes, a bit, but not, not perfectly, but also not... if I've sent... Nicholas Paul Colin de Gloucester.
And what is what do you want from Maria?
Well, I had been accessing a website of the council, and the website had asked me to fill in a survey, which she was responsible for. So I filled it in, and I also copied the answers from the survey into an email for her, and sent it for her, but I never received a response. I'm not seeing much progress with my application to prosecute Portugal, and I am at risk. I've been illegally assaulted by court order in Portugal. This is a clear violation. I documented this to you in July when I sent an application. I received a response from Mr. Müller Elschner, and I had sent a response to that response. I've spent...
Yeah, sorry, you know that this is not the court. So you're not calling the court right now.
I realize that this
with
is...
The, with the court?
Well, if... I'm trying to get a solution on me. I realize that you were the council and that this is, that you were the Department of Oversight. But as I had... contacted Maria Goldman about slowness of the court to proceed. I thought that I might contact her, but if you think it would be better to directly contact the court, then...
Yes, I think so, yes. If you could contact the court, I think they'll be much more helpful than we can.
Thank you, but can you give me a telephone number for it, or...
What do you want to call? I mean, what do you want to ask? You made an application?
Yes, I made an application. During July. I had received a response during August, alleging that I had not provided relevant arguments, but I had spent more than €40 on printing more than 200 supporting documents, and I'm at risk of being assaulted again by court order. I cannot do everything. So I sent a...
I'm sorry to hear about your case, but you know, we cannot do much here. I think you have to continue. You've been communicating in any case with the court, so you have to, you know, use that line.
Yeah, but I
can't do much here.
I wrote again to that court on the 8th day of September 2017, and I have not heard back. It's almost 2 months, and I don't know if it is really doing anything. So if you could suggest to me who in the court to contact to ask about what the status of this application is, then that might be helpful.
Well, I think you just have to wait. I mean, I don't know how... there are no personal contacts for the applications, you know? What is your case? What kind of case is it?
It involves numerous violations, including violation of Article 6, access to a court, Article 8, privacy, because I've been assaulted for exercising a very intrusive investigations have been made into my personal life, violation of Article 10, freedom of expression, because I've been assaulted for whistleblowing. There are numerous violations, and there was not enough space on the forum to provide much detail on them, and
they have received your application and they have asked some questions, right?
More
material.
The only response that I have received from the court was to deny that the application was complete, and I therefore send the application form again, but I added in 3 sentences in the very little remaining space, just giving a summary that I had been assaulted illegally by court order, and that I'm not being provided with justice for compensation over this, and that I've been warned by lawyers in Portugal that I could be assaulted again by court order, and
you need to send if they have asked for more documents or something, you really need to send them. Otherwise, no, they will not, they cannot continue.
They did not specify any particular documents that were missing, except from bits of the form which had not been, there have been some points that have not been detailed on the form. The form is not big enough to include all the details. I mean, the form, there is no spare space left on the form to put in the points in further detail. I mean, there's not even enough space to identify all of the courts on the form. The form is too small. And I do not know if the court is now ignoring this, or if it is handling it. And it has been almost 2 months since the last time I sent documents, and I cannot afford to print everything every time. It costs, and postage alone each time costs €33. Printing each time costs more than €40, and I cannot continue to keep doing this.
Department, right?
I sent it to the address shown on the application form, the registrar of the court.
Well, I mean, the court has not Directorate of Internal Oversight doesn't look at such things, and the court can take sometimes long. I mean, I understand that this is not comfortable for you, but they have 8,000 backlog, you know, so they're working on it probably. But I mean, if you like, you can write to them. But I mean, I don't know how fast that could be. So. I'm afraid I cannot help you. You know.
I do not understand how the Department of Oversight could not be checking if whether or not the court is actually functioning. I realize that I am not the only victim of violations by European countries, and that many other persons also need to be complaining. But I do not know that this is being handled or not. I know that I received an absurd, perverse letter by the court during August. I responded to it, and I have not heard back since. And maybe
there's an internal audit department of the court, because we belong to the Council of Europe, but the court itself has an internal audit department.
Can I be informed of how to contact it, please?
I don't know the contact, but you can say internal audit department, the court. But this is also, I mean, I don't know how normal it is. I mean, they're looking at their own working processes. If you like, you can send to, I don't know how you got to know Maria Goldman also.
As I said, I had been accessing a website of the court, and it showed a request to take a survey on Council of Europe websites. And,
right.
And on this the survey, it was identified as being by Maria Goldman. That is all. I've never heard of her otherwise.
Okay, so this is, can write a complaint to the registry, but I mean, I cannot now give you a name or whatever. I mean, there is no such system where you can complain.
This is perhaps something which needs to be improved, but thank you. But
yes.
Is there...
No, no, I mean, I completely agree. There needs to be more follow-up. But we can discuss this with the court, because we cannot discuss individual cases, but the concerns that are general, of course, that should be looked at.
It seems.
I'm afraid I have to go now.
Oh, sorry.
But I mean, I don't know. You know, I can hear your problem, but I'm not sure whether this is the right. Right place, or whether in the court even the individual cases can be looked at. I'm not sure about that. They do take time, so I mean it's just 2 months.
I know, but at least at this time I could have received an acknowledgement letter giving a process number or something. I'm not expecting a final ruling within 2 months, but. To actually have it acknowledged that the form has been completed.
They're looking probably at the admissibility, so I mean that takes time. Single judge looking at it now.
I hope so. I appreciate that Del needs to go, but may I ask for a telephone number for the court? Or should I just ring the central?
You can ring the general.
Ring the general one and ask for the court at the switchboard. Thanks.
Okay,
sorry
to hear about your case, but it's good to know about these problems, so we might reflect what we can initiate, but as I said, their audit is apart from our audit.
Thanks for this clarification.
Okay, you're welcome.
Goodbye, sorry to delay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Could I ask Dr. Bart Figueredo a question, please?
He's busy now.
It can be another time. Thank you.
No problem.